Welcome to the Functional Alignment Podcast, where I aim to functionally bring alignment into all aspects of your life. This show is a valuable resource for individuals seeking to optimize their health and wellness. Specializing in the fields of chiropractic, functional medicine, nutrition, and holistic wellness, this podcast is hosted by myself, Abby Borkowski, also known as Apples Eats on Instagram. The goal of this podcast is to offer insightful discussions and practical advice on achieving optimal health through a holistic approach, from addressing the root causes of stubborn health issues to exploring the latest research in functional medicine. This podcast covers a wide range of topics to empower listeners with the knowledge and tools to take control of their own health. If you are ready to become functionally aligned, keep listening. So I wanted to talk today about the impacts of sunlight and almost kind of want to debunk some of the myths out there, because right now it's starting, you know, in the Northeast region, we're finally starting to see the sunlight and I see everybody outside. So that's really great, but you really should be going outside throughout the whole year to really get the benefits of, even if it's not sunlight, just the light from outside. And I know, like, living in Buffalo or like the Northeast region, it stinks to go outside in the winter because it's frigid, it's cold, and just the thought of like the snowy wind blowing in your face is not appealing. However, I always feel 10 times better, even if I had to get outside for 2 minutes in the winter time. Just coming back inside, I feel refreshed. I feel just like it's a breath of fresh air. No pun intended in that, but I want to talk today, since everybody's starting to get outside more and everything now, about why the sun is so impactful towards our health, and talk about more so the science of the sun so that you can kind of understand why, why you should be going outside more often and taking meals outside, taking your work outside, taking walks outside, taking your workout outside, just anything you can do to be outside more. So the first one I want to talk about is that we're often, throughout our whole life, we are told that the sun gives you sun cancer, or skin cancer, sorry. And it really comes down to, I just learned this in my functional medicine course, and I just wanted to talk about it here because it made so much sense when I learned it. I learned it from Dr. Rhonda Nelson, actually, and she was talking about how when skin cancer is caused by nutrient depletion in the body. And that makes so much sense, because usually when you get skin cancer, it's due to, you know, you have other comorbidities, you have other things going on within the body. But what it really boils down to is that sun exposure depletes fatty acids and calcium out of the skin. And that is correlated to having skin cancer then, when you are so depleted in these two. So fatty acids, you know, think fish, dairy, anything with that nutrient-rich fatty acids, omega-3s, extra virgin olive oil, kind of like the Mediterranean diet. You can think about all the foods in that. They're really fatty acid-rich. And then calcium, you know, think about, they always say like calcium is in milk, but there's so many foods that calcium is in. So one way that you can make sure that your skin is not depleted in this is by supplementing calcium and fatty acids together more aggressively during the summertime, or getting this through food. So there's a standard process supplement called Cataplex F, and that is a supplement that contains fatty acids and calcium along with other things to help your skin. So I wanted to share this knowledge, because if you try to incorporate these foods more and maybe start to supplement with these, you'll realize that your skin isn't as reactive to the sun, possibly, and you're not getting sunburnt as much. And I really noticed that when I started to incorporate more, I took, you know, processed foods out, which were high in omega-6s, and I replaced them with omega-3 rich foods. So omega-6s are going to be in the vegetable oils, canola oil, which we want to stay away from those, and we want to incorporate more omega fatty three acids, which is in fish, yogurts, nuts, seeds. I can go on and on, avocados, whatever. But the main issue is that we need a balance of these, two of the omega-6 to the omega-3. And currently, if you're eating a processed diet that's rich in the vegetable oils, canola oils, these processed oils, it's going to increase your omega-6 and deplete your omega-3 balance. And that's when you're going to start to see, you know, a lot of skin issues arise, and the sunburn you're going to be more prone to. So what it really comes down to is sunburning is a nutrient depletion. And I will stand by that. I believe that you do not need to be lathered in sunscreen 24/7. That is going to be doing way more harm to the body than good. And I really do believe I do more research on it, but I'm just going to come out here and say it. I believe that there has to be a correlation or a link to the toxic ingredients in the sunscreens that we've been using our whole life to an increase in skin cancer. I don't believe the sun causes skin cancer. I believe it's how we treat our bodies and what we're putting on it and in it, and that aggravates, and the skin is then aggravated by that, and that's one of the correlating factors to skin cancer. But I'm going to dig way deeper into that in the future. I'm just telling you why the sun is good and how we can use it for our own benefit. So then I wanted to talk about how we really should be outside 6 to 8 hours. Like, that's what our body wants. That's what it's used to. That's how we grew up, our ancestors. But we're not getting that nowadays. It's so much easier to be stuck inside. We are accustomed to having perfect temperatures all the time through air conditioning and everything, which, don't get me wrong, I love my air conditioning and it helps me sleep. It's amazing. But I do try and get outside. I try and get outside every hour if I can. It's impossible if I'm, you know, at work or at school, but on the days that I can, I really make sure that I'm outside. I'm getting all of the sun I can. If I can study outside, if I can eat a meal outside, I'll make sure to go outside. However, we really should be, when you're outside 6 to 8 hours and your skin is exposed to that sun, we make 95% of our melatonin actually through the sun exposure. So you can imagine, you know, as a kid or when you're on vacation and stuff, you're always outside. So what do you always do? You always say, oh my gosh, I always sleep so much better when I'm in the sun. Well, that's because your skin, when it's exposed to the sun, you're making 95% of your melatonin through that. So you're gonna sleep better if you're out in the sun all the day, all the time during that day. So that's why I also believe your skin shouldn't be lathered in these sunscreens all the time, because it's taking away from the benefits. However, if I'm trying to get that first coat, you know, we're going outside for the first time in 6 months here in Buffalo, so I will use a sunscreen, like the first exposure that I am getting to sun. And I just make sure that the sunscreens are a mineral-based one. And you want to look for that they're free of oxybenzone, paraben-free, and phthalate-free. And you also, another big one is to make sure that they are free from synthetic fragrances. So my favorite brand to use for this is the doTERRA Sun Care line. They have great ones. They have mineral sunscreen stick. So if, like, I'm out, like, doing any sports that day, that's great. They have a lotion one. They have a spray one. So I'll link that in the show notes. So if you're interested, you can use that link, and that will actually give you 25% off towards those. I have all of them, and they're great. They've lasted me a whole year so far. So I haven't had to buy more than one, especially with just living in Buffalo and only getting sun a couple months out of the year. So the next topic about sun I want to talk about is that I don't believe that everyone should be wearing sunglasses 24/7 when they're outside in the sun. And the main reason for that is because your body, you're sending a signal to your body when you're wearing sunglasses that you can't take the natural sunlight and your body's too sensitive to it. And the way that this works is that when you're telling your body that you're too sensitive to it, you're going to be more prone to sunburning anyways, because you're sending those receptors and signals and all throughout the body that you can't take the sun and it's too much for you. So your brain is way more powerful than you think it is. And that's why I don't wear sunglasses that much. Honestly, I'll wear them maybe like on a walk, if that, but besides that, if I'm just hanging out outside, I'll try to not wear my sunglasses. And it's actually crucial not to wear sunglasses if you're outside first thing in the morning or towards the end of the night, because that's when, again, going back to the previous episode, I talked about when you get sun exposure, when you first wake up, you're exposing your eyes to the sunlight and your eyes take in the sunlight, and those nerve cells take that message and they send it to the pineal gland. And again, that pineal gland is what shuts off the melatonin. So if you're wearing sunglasses, you're not going to get that correct melatonin to cortisol awakening response, and you're going to still feel groggy and tired. So wearing no sunglasses is a huge game changer in the morning. Again, just try to incorporate these as you can. Again, I wear sunglasses. I understand they're fashionable, whatever. I love them. But just try to not wear them in the morning, first thing, and at night, because when the sun is going down, it's also telling your body that it's time to chill out, relax, and it's sending those signals. So you're just kind of disrupting that when you're wearing sunglasses and blocking the natural light from coming into the brain and receiving signals and everything. So lastly, I do want to talk about how, since we are stuck inside, obviously we want to be outside, but when we're stuck inside and the sun goes down, we are so accustomed to just turning on lights. And this has just been way too convenient for us. And I never even really thought about this until I was in college one day and I had a psych professor who was telling us about how light can disrupt your sleep cycle and everything. And I got really into it and I kind of went down a rabbit hole of everything. But I want to share this information with you guys because it's very important to be aware and cognizant of your surroundings. And once I think you understand the correlation between everything, it really does make sense. So one thing that's happened over the last year, which is I am not a fan of at all, but whatever, we're gonna have to figure it out, is that they banned incandescent lights. And now the only lights that they are making are LED lights. So if you go to the store, you can only buy LED lights. However, these are terrible for your circadian health and trying to, you know, that sleep-wake cycle. LED lights they're disrupting your melatonin secretion. They increase cortisol because that bright light is telling your body that it's not nighttime, you need to be awake, blah, blah, blah. So I am a huge fan of these dimmer lights. I got them on Amazon. So lamps with dimmers, they're like sun, like when the sun goes down, like you can control the different lighting that you want, and it's like a softer light. So I use those after like 8 p.m. every single night, and they really help me get into more so a restorative state. But the LED lights and any light from like your phone, laptop, TV, that's giving off blue light. Blue light is shown to increase your insulin levels and glucose levels. So that correlates to, you know, having an increase in cortisol or a real decrease in cortisol. So you want, cortisol is good for the body, but you want it to be balanced. You don't want a super high cortisol. You don't want a super low cortisol, but these LED lights and the blue light that you're that's giving off is disrupting your cortisol. It's going to be all out of whack if used chronically. So this increase in glucose and cortisol from these phones, blue lights, LED lights is not great because it's disrupting your body's natural cycle that I talked about in the last podcast. But I didn't really hit on like the LED lights in the last one, and I really wanted to talk about that just because we should not just be turning on lights past 8 o'clock just because the sun went down. It's a great invention. It's helped us, but I really feel for people like that work overnights and they are exposed all the time to like these LED lights that are like overhead and everything because it's giving them such mixed signals. So I really, if there's something that you can try and do, try and go buy like lamps that have different settings on them. Go buy dimmer lights. They're really, really beneficial and they will help your sleep. You like your sleep tremendously, I promise. But also limiting the blue light from the phones and stuff can also help. So that's kind of all I have. But just to sum it up is that sun exposure is good for us. We just need to make sure that we're not depleted, especially in fatty acids and calcium. Again, the science behind it is that the fatty acids, think of them as like a car, and then the calcium are the passengers in the car. And the fatty acids, they work in conjunction with each other, so you need them with each other. So the fatty acids as the driver carry these calcium, they carry calcium out to the body and the skin so that the skin receives that, and in return, you won't be getting a sunburn, your skin will be healthier, it will heal better. Just so many benefits to that. Really, food is medicine, and I can't harp on that enough, but there's also the supplement standard process. Cataplex F is the supplement that's great. Incorporating more fish, dairy, nuts, more omega-rich foods, extra virgin olive oil, avocado oil, avocados, trying to stay away from blue lights as much as possible coming from phones, electronics, first thing in the morning and last thing at night, limiting eyewear, so sunglasses first thing and last thing at night as well, and then also limiting overhead LED lights, trying to get some dimmers, and staying away from sunscreens that are toxic, you know, staying away from ones that have oxybenzone, paraben, and phthalate. And you also want them to be fragrance free. Trying to get outside as much as possible. Enjoy the sun. Love it as much as you can. It's free medicine. I will never ever change my mind on this. Sun is the most powerful tool that we have. So just enjoy it and love it while it's here. And that's all I got for you guys today. But thanks for listening. Again, if you want to, I would love it if you could share this episode, rate it. Anything, if you have any questions or anything, please don't hesitate to ask, but I will link all of the things that I talked about in the podcast notes if you wanted to. And again, I do have that 25% off discount on the sunscreens if you're interested.